This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of femoral nerve, from the nerves of the lower extremity subsection, under the anatomy topic, on orthobullets.com. In this episode, we'll go over the innervation, origin, course, as well as injury and clinical conditions related to the femoral nerve. Starting with innervation, the motor component of the femoral nerve contains anterior division branches, which innervates the sartorius and the pectineus. The posterior division branches provides motor innervation to the rectus femoris, vastus medialis, vastus lateralis, and vastus intermedius. So again, the motor component of the femoral nerve contains anterior division branches, which innervate the sartorius and pectineus, and posterior division branches, which innervate the rectus femoris, vastus medialis, vastus lateralis, and vastus intermedius. As far as the sensory component of the femoral nerve, the anterior division branches provide sensation to the anteromedial aspect of the thigh, which consists of two branches, the medial cutaneous nerve of the thigh and the intermediate cutaneous nerve. The posterior division of the femoral nerve contains the saphenous nerve, which provides sensation to the anteromedial aspect of the lower leg, and the infrapatellar branches to the knee, which pierces the sartorius and fascia lata medial to the knee and provides cutaneous innervation to the skin anteriorly over the patella. The origin of the femoral nerve comes from the L2 to L4 nerve roots, and so the femoral nerve stems from the lumbosacral plexus, and again contains anterior division branches and posterior division branches. The course of the femoral nerve is through the psoas. It courses through the psoas major muscle, and then emerges from the lateral border of the psoas, then passes downward between the psoas and iliacus. It then runs deep to the inguinal ligament to enter the thigh, and then branches 4 centimeters inferior to the inguinal ligament into the anterior and posterior branches. So speaking of the terminal branches, the anterior division branches include the medial cutaneous nerve of the thigh, the intermediate cutaneous nerve, the motor branch to the sartorius, and the motor branch to the pectineus. The posterior division branches include the saphenous nerve and the motor branches to the rectus femoris, the vastus medialis, the vastus lateralis, and the vastus intermedius. Posterior division branches also include articular branches to the knee. Now let's go over injury and clinical conditions related to the femoral nerve. So causes of femoral nerve damage includes direct trauma, which is the most common, iatrogenic reasons, for example, percutaneous proximal interlocking screw placement through an IM nail, and compression from a tumor or a hematoma. So again, remember that as far as causes of femoral nerve damage, direct trauma is the most common. Iatrogenic causes can be from things like percutaneous proximal interlocking screw placement through an intramedullary nail, and compression from a tumor or hematoma. As far as clinical signs of femoral nerve damage, motor signs include quadriceps wasting, as well as loss of knee extension and some hip flexion, which involves the iliacus and pectineus. Sensory clinical signs of femoral nerve damage include loss of sensation over the front and medial side of the thigh, which is secondary to involvement of the anterior and medial cutaneous nerves of the thigh, and also loss of sensation over the medial aspect of the lower leg and the foot, which is secondary to involvement of the saphenous nerve. Okay, so now that we've gone over the major points about this topic, let's go over a few questions to apply the information and get a sense of how this topic has been tested on past exams. The first question reads, a 59-year-old woman seen in the emergency department reports the rapid onset of pain in the left lower quadrant of her abdomen radiating to the anterior thigh that began about 4 to 5 hours ago. She also notes that now her left knee is buckling, causing her to fall to the ground. History reveals that the woman is an alcoholic and takes warfarin for atrial fibrillation. Examination reveals 1 out of 5 quadriceps strength and pain on hip flexion against resistance. What is the likely patho-anatomic cause for her problem that should be rapidly evaluated to prevent permanent damage? And the choices are 1, a left posterolateral L3, L4 disc herniation, 2, a spontaneous bleed into the iliopsoas sheath, 3, a spontaneous epidural hematoma at L3 to L4, 4, a pseudoaneurysm of the femoral artery at the femoral canal, and 5, a left far lateral L4, L5 disc herniation. The correct answer to this question is 2, a spontaneous bleed into the iliopsoas sheath. So the femoral nerve runs within the fascial sheath of the iliopsoas muscle, and a bleed into the muscle can occur with excessive anticoagulation, creating a compartment-like syndrome. Initially, it causes pain, however, gradual loss of motor function of the femoral nerve typically occurs unless the iliopsoas fascia is released and the hematoma is evacuated. a posterolateral L3-4 disc herniation, far lateral L4-5 disc herniation, and epidural hematoma can all cause pain and weakness but are not associated with abdominal complaints. Additionally, this patient has psoas signs as demonstrated by pain on hip flexion against resistance, indicating psoas tendon irritability. A pseudoaneurysm of the femoral artery would be palpable and a much less likely cause of acute femoral nerve palsy. And moving on to the final question, the iliopectineal fascia runs between which of the following structures? And the choices are 1, iliopsoas muscle and the iliac vessel / femoral nerve, 2, lateral femoral cutaneous nerve and the iliac vessels, 3, iliopsoas muscle / femoral nerve and the iliac vessels, 4, iliac wing and the iliopsoas muscle, and 5, pubic symphysis and the iliac vessels. The correct answer to this question is 3, iliopsoas muscle / femoral nerve and the iliac vessels. So the sheath of the psoas muscle or the iliopectineal fascia separates the more lateral iliopsoas muscle and the femoral nerve from the more medially located iliac vessels. This fascia has to be taken down to enter the true pelvis. That's all for this review about the femoral nerve. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. Keep in mind that these podcasts are designed to go along with the topics on orthobullets.com, and in fact, you can listen to these episodes right on the OrthoBullets website or app while going through the topic. If you've gotten any value from the OrthoBullets podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.